Welcome to the Let's Talk podcast. My name is Michalis Michael, where each week we talk about the week that has just gone by and also leave you with a quote to get the new week off to a good start. Look forward to having you all on board and welcome to our first episode. So welcome to our first episode. I am glad to be joined by a special guest today, who is...
Hiya. It's Perry. I don't know how you're...
Right, okay. Well, yeah, great introduction. welcome to our first episode. My name's Michalis. I am joined by Perry. And today we are going to be talking about the first week back of all the shops reopening. In the UK, so as most of you will be aware, the UK has been in lockdown since around Christmas, and this week or this Monday saw the reopening of restaurants, bars, pubs, shopping, non-essential shops also reopening as well. So yeah, so Perry, how's your week been?
Yeah, it's been good. As we saw things that opened up, which made life come back to normality, which has been a long time coming, I think, and we've been graced by some lovely sunshine. But yeah, I think the week has been good. Started off on a high. We've had the bad news of, we'll talk about it later, Prince Philip passing away at the dear old age of 99.
Yeah.
But on the whole, it's been okay.
Yeah, my week was fine as well, to be fair. Yeah, you know, just the usual. But
you asked me the question.
Yeah, well, I did, to be fair. I didn't make it clear enough to that. But yeah, you know, there's been quite a lot that's happened this week. And, you know, I think it's great to see the roads a bit busier, pubs and restaurants with the outdoor seating areas of where they have got them available fully full of people. So, yeah, nice to have some sort of normality. But yeah, you know, I think, you know, what we have seen, especially since this time around with everything reopening, there seems to be a bit more of a relaxed feeling. I don't know if you feel the same, but it seems like people are a little bit more open to going out and enjoying, you know, meals out on the in the restaurants and pubs and so on.
Yeah, I think for sure. I think it's played a lot on people's mental health things opening up, especially as we said, you know, being in lockdown for so long, I think it affects people's mental and physical health. So having the opportunity to go out and socialize now with up to six people from a different household outside, I think it's helped a lot. I've felt there was a bit more love around in the country. True. Obviously walking around the city center, we're all in the same boat, so I just feel it's a bit more camaraderie with everyone, which is a nice feeling. It means that, you know, we're getting through this together as much as we can. I think tough times create hard men.
Oh,
and I'm hard.
That's it. Well, you know, that's you know, we like to be quite open and honest with you guys. We're not holding anything back. So, but how you found it? How you found being in lockdown and sort of coming out of lockdown?
To be honest, I'm not sure about you, and really, I think this third lockdown that we have was probably the most difficult one. I think the summer one was, in the sense, a bit of fun at the beginning. Okay, it was lockdown, things were closed, people were furloughed, were still getting paid, it seemed like a holiday.
Yeah.
But the second one, we knew it was 4 weeks. And this third one, it was tough. I think it was 3-4 months tough.
Yeah, I would say. The first one I've struggled with. I don't know what it was. I don't know if it was just because the weather was bad and there was no sort of nothing that you could really go and do. You couldn't really go for a walk because it was cold and wet and windy. True. And whatever. So, yeah, you know, I think it's one of them. And I think one of the key things as well, you know, there's been a lot of emphasis on social media. You know, people say, you know, I've learned how to build a Lego house out of scrap wood and all this sort of stuff. There's been a lot of pressure on people to learn new skills for whatever reason, but I think it's just one of them, isn't it? So, but no, definitely, you know, I think things are opening up now. Yeah, having a bit more freedom to sit somewhere and have something to eat or drink, like we did last night.
That's it, cheeky tipple.
Little tipple, you know, always going to have a bit of a tipple here and there.
Cheeky tipple. I think what we'll probably find is there'll be a lot more people eating out late, I think.
Mm.
But it was nice. It was just nice seeing people around, having the restaurants, having that social element. Because in the end, I think, like you said, it's a bit, it's pressure about, you know, you should have, you know, we use the word should, come out of lockdown with some sort of progress, whereas in a way you should emphasize the survival of lockdown, especially for people that maybe on their own have lost jobs, have lost loved ones, you know, and the added pressure for social media that, as you say, you know, I've done this, I've done that, but you know, social media isn't real life at the end of the day. So, and I think that'll be interesting to see how many people have been admitted to hospital, or you know, how many people have complained about their mental health like this because of social media.
Yeah, I think that's one thing that doesn't get enough recognition. You know, if you look back to February 2020 when the first sort of rumour was going around of potential national lockdowns, people said it wouldn't be possible. You know, the country wouldn't be able to survive by, you know, no one able to travel and all that sort of stuff. But you know, I think that's one thing people take for granted, that we've got through it. We've learned how to, we've adapted to our surroundings. We've carried on and done our sort of day-to-days with no real change. And that's something which I don't think any emphasis is put on. You know, I think there's always a wider ask. You know, if you haven't gone on a crazy transformation and lost, you know, 30 kilograms in 6 weeks, you know, if you haven't done anything like that, you're seen as almost a failure. You know, you're not... I'm guilty of it, putting my runs up on Instagram every time I do a 5K, just to say that I've done a 5K. You know, it's you know, there's a lot there that a lot all of us have achieved, and come out the other end a lot stronger and happier, I would say.
Yeah, no, it's true. I think it depends. I think it depends how you use it. Like, I think you, if you get people on social that are posting to show off, or people to post where their followers are obviously acquaintances and friends, so it's sharing their achievements compared to showing off and making people jealous. I think there's it's different. I think obviously if you take pride in where you are and where you come, you would like to share that, and social media is a good platform to do that. But to show off and I'm here, or I'm done this, or I'm in this particular pose, or I think that'll be, I think that's where it's probably got a lot of people. And if they're not doing that, they probably seem like, oh, I'm not good enough. Or you know, what their life is so much better than mine. But I think, you know, it's an interesting one. This week will show a lot. First week out of lockdown, I think we'll see if those trends that we saw continue into the next week and the week after that, and as we roll into summer.
Yeah, I think it would be interesting to see if the whole goodwill and, you know, the whole, you know, like the good feeling that people were having, you know, everyone was a lot more friendly with each other. There was a lot of good good vibes going around. You know, it'd be interesting to see if that continues, because, you know, I can imagine in terms of what I do on a day-to-day, you know, I do a lot of driving mainly. You know, you're on the roads when everyone's doing the early morning commute, and you know, at that time people have got 101 things going on there in their minds, that, you know, they've got to take the kids to school, they've got to go fill up before they get to work, there's traffic, there's been an accident, and you know, it always brings out the worst in people, as you probably saw as well in previous times as well. But you know, it'd be interesting to see if that changes. And, you know, I think that whole thing will change. You know, there's not going to be that demand. Well, I think it'll be difficult for employers now to say to their staff, you know, you need to come to the office every single day, because, you know, I think there's now a, you know, whether it's a trust thing or if it was just, this is the way we're going to do it, because that's the way we've always done it. So it's always worked. We're not going to break it, you know, that sort of thing. It'll be interesting to see what happens from that front, to be fair. But yeah, I think it's in my opinion, and what I've seen. I think it's going to put a lot of things into different perspective for a lot of people. You know, I think they're going to start seeing the value of, you know, going for a walk with the family or after work, and, you know, rather than just coming home and ordering a takeaway, you know, cooking together as a family. And yeah, you know, there's going to be a lot of changes, and yeah, hopefully it's, you know, changes for the good. Yeah, I think it's given a lot more people time to look into things that they previously, you know, put on back burners, whether that be, you know, little projects. You know, the amount of people I've seen, I've got one good friend who started up a coffee business during lockdown. And I've got, you know, everyone's using this additional time they've got where they're not traveling or walking or whatever, to explore passions that they've never had time to look into. So,
yeah, I think you're right. I think it's giving the opportunity to reprioritize and reevaluate and maybe pursue your passion, especially now, in the sense of if everything's closed off, especially for those that are not, maybe have lost their jobs, or those that have been furloughed, or those who are on part time, you've got a lot more spare time. They don't really want to go for a walk. They've already been for a walk, and you don't try, you don't know. But
yeah,
it's I think a lot of people probably. But I don't know if you found this out as well, if you think this, like, it's a lot more people are now supporting locals, independents. Like, in this week, we've had, the week that's just gone, we've had quite a few, you know, independent food stalls and markets, and whether the whole shift from big corporate chains now to it's going more local, more independent, and not just coffee, but food, clothing, charity shops. I think it's probably a community feel.
Yeah, I think I've seen definitely a big shift in that, and it's difficult to really quantify it, because I think there's always been that demand there. It just seems to be a bit more of an extra limelight on it, to support the local businesses. And I think, if anything, people are just going to get more involved with community projects. So, you know, they'll probably still go to the Mackey's and have their breakfast as they would usually do, but, you know, they'll be on a Saturday helping out a local jumble sale or a food bank or whatever it would be. You know, just to support the local community. So, yeah, you know, I think it's, you know, it's good that we've come out the other side, and, you know, things are looking a lot more steadier now, especially in the UK. I know over in Europe, it's very polar opposite, but yeah, you know, it's good to have some sort of normality. I saw earlier today, so today is Sunday, the 18th, you know, there was a football game, and there was supporters there as well. So, you know, it seems that, you know, things are starting to revert back to how they used to be. But, you know, there's going to be a lot of new learnings and a lot of changes, I would say. So
I reckon, yeah, a lot of the things that we've taken on board will continue. I reckon, they said, like, ways of working, commuting, meetings, a lot of that, loads of those principles, I think, will remain, I reckon. But, like, as you said, you don't have to go in the office every week, every day of the week.
No.
I think it's cost efficient for the office as well, but I think it's what, I think this stuff was coming, but this COVID business has just
accelerated it.
Yeah,
I think the whole term, though, like the whole work from home term, I think that's going to change over the period, because, you know, I think it shouldn't be a work from home policy. It should be from work from anywhere, you know, as long as you've got a Wi-Fi connection. Yeah, you know, it's working from home is a very traditional term, and, you know, some people prefer to work, and, you know, when you go through education, college, university, whatever it is, you find where your best place to learn, whether that's in a library, in a group with friends, having a coffee, and bouncing ideas off each other. And I guess it depends on your role as well, you know. If you're in a marketing role, that human interaction and having that dialogue help spark other ideas and grow the ideas. So, but if you're in more of an analytical role, you probably want to be in a quiet room with the lights. So, but yeah, you know, I think we've definitely seen, you know, the ups and downs of it, and we've all experienced all sorts, which is one of the reasons why we started this podcast, to be fair. It was, you know, we were having these deep conversations on a weekly basis, without fail, and we thought, why don't we just include and get you guys on board with it as well, because I'm pretty sure you guys have probably have similar thoughts. So yeah, I'm sure it's always good to hear, you know, the same sort of thoughts, really. But as we said, we're on Sunday. This episode will be going live either Monday or Tuesday, so the 19th or the 20th. But yeah, what are your plans for the week then, Perry? What you got in the diary?
For the week, I have a few admin things tomorrow, a few workshop things tomorrow. Got some community work to do mid to end of the week. A few lessons. And then before you know, it'll be this time again next week soon. So, but it'll be a big one. It'll be a big one, couple of weeks. But I think this week will be nice and steady. A few weeks in the diary, a few things in the diary. So it'll be there. How about you?
Lovely. Well, yeah, you know, there's a lot going on at work. So quite a busy week. But one of the things I'm glad for as of last week, gyms are back open. So
yeah,
it'll be good to be back in there, picking up that routine again, going for my usual morning runs as well. So yeah, you know, it's going to be busy, it's going to be hectic, but it's always good. It keeps me out of trouble, as they say. So
that's the main thing.
That's it, you know, always in and out of trouble. But you know, I think it is going to be a nice productive week. Hopefully the weather stays, because this week's been absolutely beautiful. So hopefully we'll have more of that and less of the snow scares that we've been having the past couple of weeks.
So everything is better with the sun.
That's it. That's what they say. A bit of vitamin D, it makes your day go a bit better. So, but yeah. So we're coming up to the end of the podcast. And I've got one little quote to leave you guys with. And it's from Denzel Washington. And it was from his Oscar acceptance speech, if I remember correctly. And that is, without commitment, you'll never start. But without consistency, you'll never finish. And I'll just leave it at that. You know, think about it. But in all seriousness, guys, have a great week. My name's Perry. My name's not Perry. My name's Mihaly
Michalis.
That's Perry. But yeah, so you'll find us, you know, to begin with, it'll be on a weekly basis. And we'll see how things go. You know, this is our first episode. So, you know, show us some love, share it. You know, tell us your thoughts, give us, you know, topics that you want us to explore. And you know, this is gonna be a very exciting 2021 for this for us and this podcast. There's a lot of things that we have got in the pipeline, a few ideas that we already had. So yeah, look forward to having you all on board with us, and yeah, catch you around soon.